what leaders were saying to me when I first started having this conversation a year ago, they would say to me, yeah, but it's never going to happen, another referendum. I think the mood has changed in the last couple of months. And now people are saying, well, could it really happen? I need to get the European leaders to the next stage, which is to realise the probability is it's going to happen, and they've got to prepare for it. Because one important component in any such refought referendum will be whether Europe is prepared to meet what are not just British concerns around the issues to do with immigration, but are European-wide concerns. And I think you could put together the right type of deal, if you like, for which wouldn't just be about Britain, it would be about Europe, and accepting that, for example, freedom of movement of people in Europe has got to operate in a way that's fair and just, doesn't undercut wages. There's not going to be no deal unless there's a combination of accidents in government and in Parliament that I can't foresee. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but why would Parliament do that? There's a massive majority in Parliament against no deal. They're definitely going to prefer a referendum to no deal. So I don't think no deal is not the worry. The worry is that we end up with a kind of botched Brexit, which is frankly this deal that's on the table at the moment.